pain. Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul. The living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed.
पंचभी कुलते साक्षं पंचभीदास पंचभी एकस्तु षोरसेन त्रिं स्वयं सप्तजतोष्णुते. दिस इज ए एनालिटिकल स्टडी ऑफ आवर मेटीरियल पोजीशन. वेरी क्लियर एनालिसिस. The Panchabhi five working senses, voice, bak, pani, pa, payu, udara, upastha. Voice, arms, legs, anus, and genital. There are 24, the total material constituent parts, 25, sometimes 26 per se. These 17 and the 5 elements grow and 3 subtle elements. In this way, altogether, 25 including the soul. The soul is pure spirit, and other 24 elements, they are different varieties of material power. In this way, we are entangled, we are desiring, and nature is giving us facility to enjoy our desires. This is material world. So unless we are free from all kinds of desires, we shall be entangled in these elements. Because bhakti marga, devotional service, means namo material teacher. It is difficult because we are associated with the material desire, life after life, from time immemorial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings therefore, Anadi Parama Phale, Hori Bhavar Nava Jale, Tori Mane Na Dekhi Upa. Anadi Parama, time immemorial, I am fallen in this ocean of fruitive activities, and I have no rescue from this ocean. Toriwari Nadekipa. This is our position. Very, very difficult to come out of these elements. But if we practice, that is possible. This is fresh. Mind is going somewhere. When we sit down, the mind is manifesting so many ideas. All of a sudden, mind is attracted by something which has no connection with my present position. Still, mind is dragging me. Therefore, Arjuna said, when you are advised by Krishna that you concentrate your mind, that is the yoga practice, yoga in your tongue. So, Arjuna says, Krishna, it is not possible. Chanchalati manak krishna pramati bhagavad jinam. Tashyaham nigrahanamadni bhagavari sudhuskara. It is not possible. But if we concentrate our mind on Krishna, then other things. So even on Krishna Padarata Yoga, Bhagavan Subhikuntha. If we engage our senses only on Krishna, always fixed up in Krishna, very important. To engage the mind means, as it is said there, that panchabhi, the mind means controlling all the senses. So if you control the mind, then all the other senses will be controlled. So therefore it is advised that you engage your mind in Krishna. Bhagavasi Vaikuntha Purana Vartane. And Bhagavani fire the voice. Voice, heart, legs, hands, and genitals. The voice should be engaged in vibrating Krishna activities. Read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and talk about Krishna. Then why is it like this? Bhagavansi Vaikuntha Purana Vartati. Always engage your voice in chanting or speaking about Krishna. The mind is in this automatically. Then arms, the hands, is engaged in cleansing the brain. Sri Vigrahara Bharanitanana, Srimdara Kanaman Vigamajana. This is advice. This is business of Guru to engage. How the arms can be engaged? You can engage your arms for decorating the deity, for singing the clothing, dress, garden. In this way, you can engage your arms. Voice in speaking about Krishna. I, to see Krishna, nicely decorated, come to the temple. For coming to the temple, your legs will be used. And after coming to the temple, your hands will be used, your eyes will be used, your ear will be used, your tongue will be used, Jagare Krishna, Tek Prasadam. In this way, if we engage all our senses in Krishna consciousness, then we are victorious. Otherwise, it is not possible. Samadhi mana Krishna Padarata. We have got our senses. Senses cannot be stored working. That is not possible. The Mahabharata Kirada Prabhupada said, the store is this bar. Buddha said, the stop sense activity. That is not possible. That is important. Then, how we can control the senses? You can control the senses by engaging all of them in Krishna's service. That is other reasons. Therefore, our business is artificially, I shall not see anything. So how is it possible? You see in the mind? Suppose you blow your eyes. That there is nobody in presence, they will come with it. Even if you close your eyes, the so-called meditation, when she has closed his eyes and thinking of his beloved or his business or something like that. So it is not possible. It is first of all, you have to fix up your mind in Krishna. Always think of Krishna. That is advised by Krishna. Manvana bhagavad bhakta parjagi mahanamaskuru. These four principles guarantee, Krishna said, Mami was if you simply execute these four things, then Krishna guarantees, Asamsa, without any doubt, you are coming back to home, back to God. It's so nice. So, mind engaged in Krishna. Always think of Krishna. We are seeing Krishna here. So nicely dressed, decorated. And immediately, it is in prison, in the mind. And you can think the whole day, as Krishna said, he's first class yogi. Who? Yogi Lāvati Sarvesa Madhukata Santurāsvara Sadhyāvāna Bhagati Yoma Samīrīsvara. He's first class yogi. There are different types of yogi. Krishna said, Yogi Lāvati Sarvesa. Sarvesa means all different kinds of yogis. There are many. So, but one yogi, bhakta yogi, or dhyana yogi, who is always thinking of me within the mind, he is first time. He is first time. That we have to practice. We have got our senses, and the sense we have covered by the network of the senses. The knowledge gathering senses, the working senses, the sense objects, everything is explained here. Panchavi Gurute Shasan, Panchavi Lata Panchavi, Ekastu Sarasena, Trinsa, Sapkurda Sasmate. So this is practice. This is called Bhakti Yoga practice. Engage your senses, all senses, working senses, and perceiving senses, everything in Krishna, and that will make you perfect. So, the mind, as it is said here, similarly, Krishna personally says that somebody, yogi nama dhikarvesa, somebody one of Krishna, mind, engage, always mind. Do something for Krishna. Then the mind automatically is like a mathematics, a family man. He's doing always something for the welfare of the family. All for the welfare of the society, as in big nationalist leaders. Why has it become big leaders? Why they are worship? Because they are thinking always of the nation, of the community. They are at home. That is good. But a Vaishnava is not only thinking of the community or society and family. He is thinking of all the entities. Lokala, Vrikapana, all planets. That is what Dana Sahasra Vishara Nityamita. No. Sadhyatma Sahasra Lokala Hitakarina. Tivari Mando Sadhyatma. This is Vaishnava business. They are not thinking for a particular. That includes Krishna includes everything. So if you think of Krishna, then automatically he will think of everything. The same process. What are the root? Why we are sleeping? Why? When was the necessity to put down and go stand that tree? No. Krishna wants Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. Therefore, devotee goes from town to town, village to village, Prithivita Asila to Bhagavad Gita. This is Vaishnava. And he is thinking for everyone. Because it is a fact. Without Krishna Parthasma, everyone is suffering. It's a fact. So therefore, teaching is so important. To have it. Jivijava, Burachan. This is Burachan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision. To have it for everyone. From these material entanglements. That is preaching. Actually, there is some way. Bhutta, Bhutta, Padiyate. We are getting these elements according to the circumstances, according to the body, the same engagement, but quality. A dog has got body. I have got body. The body is made of the same ingredients. But according to the body, or quality of the body, the thinking, feeling, feeling are actually different. Because mind sphere of actually is thinking, feeling and being, psychology. So, according to the body, just like a child, his thinking, feeling, willing is different from the child's father. Why? Because he has got a body, child, and his father has got a different body. People cannot understand. We're changing. Child is the father of man. So the same child, he has become now father. But he's not talking nonsense now. Because the body has changed. The child is talking so many nonsense things. People laugh, enjoy. But if the father talks nonsense, then he will call, here is the respect. So because the body has changed. So in this way, body is being changed. The child is becoming father, the body has changed. Still, the group cannot understand how the change of body, transformation of the body, does not make any transformation of the owner. He is there, but according to the body, he is behaving different. Whereas in the cat's body, he is behaving differently. In the dog's body, he is behaving differently. Whereas human body, he is behaving differently. And his child's body, this is all due to the body. So therefore, when we come to the full-fledged human form of life, developed consciousness, we must utilize this as it is advised by Krishna himself, manvana bhava bhakta madhya jiva. Always think of me, manvana, and who can think of Krishna unless he is devotee? Manvana bhavamalu. Who is not devotee, he will think of something else. Why will he think of Krishna? Therefore, to stick to this principle, to apply the mind always in Krishna, that means he is devotee. Believe you. Devotee means not with four hands or four legs. No. The hands, legs are the same. But his mode of thinking differs. That's all. That is devotee. Devotee does not depend on the country, color, or religion, or circumstance. Devotee means mind. Anyone who is always thinking of Krishna, he is devotee. That is it. But qualification of devotee. Madhvana Bhagavadava. Therefore, we have to practice. Abhyas is Ubud, this kind of bad. Mind is going out of my control. I want to think of Krishna, but mind is thinking something else. This is called yoga practice. So we have to catch again mind. Why you are going here? Come here, think of it. Then that is right. That is called yoga. You cannot allow mind. And when you can control your mind, generally we are controlled by the mind. That is the position of our conditional life. Bhadraji and Muktaji, liberated soul and conditioned soul. What is the difference? Conditioned soul means who is becoming conditioned by the mind, or controlled by the mind, is conditioned. And liberated soul means who is not conditioned by the mind. Mind says, why not smoke one cigarette? And why did we abuse no cigarette? And that is also mind will say always, for some sense gratification. But when you control the mind, then you are liberated. But therefore, the Sami, Sami means control, or Gosha. Sami does not mean you simply stamp over your name, Sami. No, Sami means the controller of the mind. He is not controlled by the mind. He controls the mind. Then he is Sami. Goshami, go means senses, and Sami means master. When you are able to control your senses, then you are Goshami or Sami, the saint. Otherwise, go Das. Das means servant. Everyone in this material world, he is Godas. Godas means servant of the mind. Servant of the senses. Everyone. Servant of the senses. He may be very big man, but he is servant of the senses. So, the spiritual process, spiritual advancement means that at the present moment, we are all servants of the senses or of the mind. Mind is the master of the senses, central point. Therefore, if you can control the mind, then you can control the senses. So about the senses, the tongue is the most formidable, very difficult to control. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Tāramadhe jīvhāvati lobhamāya sudurvati tāre jitā kothina samsā. Of all the senses, the tongue is the strongest enemy, always proposing, is this. Let's see, but tongue only, one person is little bit of beef only, not much. No, I have seen a bit of beef. But for the satisfaction of the senses, thousands of rainbows and animals are in peace. You see, they cannot control this, a bit of beef. They cannot control. If we may decide that we are private, no meat eating. So, this is controlling the sense. Because unless you bring the senses under control, there is no question of spiritual advance. Dharmadrigas. Janamaitana vigrahame visukham nitiksham. Kripantaneha kripana bahudukkha bhāya. The sense, the tongue, the belly, the state line, and then the genitals. If you can control the tongue, then you can control your belly, and then you can control your breath. And that is Rupan. Unless you can control the genital, there is no question of liberation from this material body. This is the principle. Therefore, by practicing bhakti yoga, gradually, immediately it is not possible, but gradually, by sticking to the regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna, we shall be able to control the senses, and the first sense is the tongue. Sevan mukhehi jivado samayva purattava. Atasya krishna namadi navavi daiham indriyai. These senses are so strong, they will not allow me to become Krishna conscious. They will not allow me. Atasya krishna namadi. Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna, His name, His form, His pastimes, His paraphernalia, so many things. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. How much we have to learn about Him, just imagine. So, all these things cannot be understood by this blunt senses and these in material senses. That is not possible. Therefore, we have to control. Atasya krishna namadi namave rayam indriyali. Our indriya, we are not habituated to use this indriya for material sense enjoyment. Therefore, these indriyas, senses, is not fit for understanding Krishna. It has to be purified. The sense that you cannot stop the activities of the senses, but you have to purify. That is recommended. That purification of the senses begins from the tongue. Therefore, we have recommended that don't eat meat, don't taste intoxication, don't in the illicit sex, from the time it goes to sex is not quite sex, but illicit sex, then there is control. There is control. If one is allowed to have unlimited, unrestricted sex, then it is doomed. Better restrict your sex in one. That means gradually it will be controlled. So we have to follow this. If we are actually serious about Krishna consciousness and going back to home, back to Godhead, make our life successful in this very life, then being successful means mukti. To be not entangled again with this material body. Tapta deha punarjanmanam iti. Mame, that is us. The after giving of this body means the combination of the so many 24 elements. So long will be entangled within this network of 24 elements. It is called conditioned life. And mukti, liberty means no more entangled. Mukti hitya anatharupam. We are now entangled in this 24 elements. And mukti means we are not entangled. Mukti hitya unnasaru. Because we are entangled, we are thinking otherwise. I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I am that, I have got so many duties. These things. But when one understands that these so-called duties are entanglement of these 24 elements of matter. I do not belong, these are Kualu. Avalu. This understanding is called Brahma Rupa, Prasanna. At least theoretically, if we understand, then our duty changes. Prasanna. fixed up. But whatever I am doing now, I am doing with this material for the benefit of this material, not for my personal benefit. I am not this 24 hours. This is our mukti. So we have to practice, we are accustomed to this material entanglement. This practice is there. Then gradually we shall be free from this. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam tatvartena nirmalam. That is spirituality. When we become free from this deviness. Then the Rishikena Rishikesha of Sevanam Bhakti. And when we are free from this, therefore bhakti actually begins after liberation. Bhakti is not nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana. Nidvitta, one who has seized Krishna. Krishna means aspiration. We have got so many aspirations. So, this transcendental life or chanting of Hare Krishna is meant for the liberated. Nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana. Bhavosadhi chotra manovidama. This chanting is the medicine for our condition state. Nidvitta tarasai rupagiyamana. Bhavosadhi chotra manovidama. Pautamasrotukunanubhada jirajyati kumana vina pasuguna. Pasuguna, animal killer. Pasuguna has two meanings. One is killing himself. He is also pasuguna. And one is killing animals. He is also pasuguna. Therefore, meat eating is prohibited. If you remain a killer of animals, then you cannot be killed by relationship. No meat eating. So in this way, you cannot stop the activities of the senses. That is not possible. Because I am living here. If the sense activities are stopped, then where is my life? I am finished. For that time, this is impossible. The Buddha philosophy is stop, nidvana. Stop the activities of the sense. That is not possible. Stop means you stop material activities. The boy is, when he is child, he is simply doing all nonsense and creating disgust. The same boy, when he is engaged in living and dieting, going to school, he is good boy. Similarly, you cannot stop the activities of your senses, but when you engage your senses in the activities of Krishna, that is what Krishna applies. Thank you.